I went to, I suppose, an audition for the water ballet. I heard it was going to be held in the little pool at Lindisfarne in Valcarry Road. And I got into the team. In those days, 1951 now, and I'm 17, there wasn't an indoor swimming pool in Savind. So all through the winter months, we used to hire a hall, and we used to lay on our backs and practice, lifting our heads up and down, and lifting our feet up and down, and wriggling our arms around. So when the pool opened, the open air swimming pool in Westfield Seafront, opened in spring, our routine was already worked out, and we put it into practice in the water. Mm-hmm. But we were a very, very good team, and we put on a show every Wednesday afternoon at the open air swimming pool. In those days, shops never opened on a Wednesday afternoon, so there was even more people. There was crowds and crowds of people. So we went along with the South Island Sea Miss Lovelies and the Water Ballet, and it was quite a turnout. Everybody's trying it. And the corporation would invite anybody who was a stranger to the town, a visitor, to be guest of the corporation for the afternoon and watch the water and the Miss Lovelies. Usually there was a warship anchored off the pier, so we had extra visitors, full up people. Anyway, it was a fantastic show. We had all sorts of invitations. One was to go to the Kingston-on-Thames Coronation River Festival in 1953. Even the organisers, and even us ourselves, the Water Ballet, hadn't worked out that the fast flowing River Thames wasn't the place to hold the Water Ballet. So when we dived in gracefully, we were all washed away. It's now, as you know, an Olympic sport, so you can say the Water Ballet started here at Southend. It was a takeoff from the fantastic Esther Williams films. When they stopped, we decided to pick it up. So we were before our times.
Please press the button again for more memories.